And that is our new intro song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot we were live. I started moving my hips.
Oh, did you? Shaking your little white boy, prepubescent 10-year-old. God, you are a white guy.
I know. The light's not helping.
No, the light has nothing to do with your
little... Is it my heritage?
Yeah, you're just straight, boxy, no ass, no hips.
The shame.
You really, all you need is skull to complete what you are.
I need plastic surgery.
Why haven't you gone with chew? I know you drink and you smoke.
You know, I dipped a couple times, but I never stuck to it. Now, snus, or whatever the hell that is.
Snus, like, yes.
The snus.
Snooze.
The little packet thing that isn't like loose tobacko. That's a little better idea,
like,
I guess.
Well, chew, there's chaw, there's snuff.
If you're talking
like George Washington times.
No, I was in the military.
Wasn't that just dried mint?
Dude, I have no idea. It's so weird. I've tried it before. So.
Was it white powder? Because that's not snuff.
No.
It's great,
but
it's not
snuff. I knew you were gonna make the joke.
Everyone, this is the 500th episode of Papa's Basement. We are coming to you live. We've got Black by Disco Muerte. There, I got it.
Disco
out.
Muerte.
Disco Muerte. Playing in the background, my brother's act. It's good stuff. Please find it and download it. And I don't want to brag about my Spanish knowledge. I think it is.
Cool.
But I believe that means dead disco. Disco dead?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Dead. Wait. That's bad timing.
What do you mean?
Mm-mm.
What was... Oh!
I don't know.
It's not Dead Gay Club. It's
okay.
Not.
Oh, wow.
It's not Orlando Muerte.
Discoteca.
So please try to refrain from shoving my brother's new act under the bus.
I think you guys should listen to it.
It's good. I like it. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for all 500 episodes. I'm going to level with you. You can skip that first 100-ish. They're kind of dreck.
I did.
let's keep it real. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook. I'm John Papa Giorgio on Twitter at Papa's Basement. Instagram, the same deal. And you guys do your intro.
I am at P Maybe. I run a Tumblr, sort of. Maybe, maybe, maybe not. That's on Tumblr.
Don't say sort of, God damn it, man.
Sort
own
of. I mean, I push the show out, and I'll talk about the show a little bit. And every now and then, I'll give you guys some monologue jokes. And a little late night comedy.
Just because you're lazy doesn't mean you sort of tumble. I didn't sort of look at pornography earlier today. I did.
I guess I do, right?
I did it half-heartedly.
If it happens once,
you
did it. Yeah. You don't sort of murder somebody.
Exactly. Or sort of grab their ass. We'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah.
Howard?
Looking at you.
Howard's
what? What do I have available? I'm not really using Twitter much these days, man. I guess Howard the Lawyer on Instagram.
Howard the Lawyer.
I occasionally do stuff there.
What do you post? I haven't followed Howard. No, do I follow Howard the Lawyer?
Usually bottles of wine that I recently finished.
That sounds like a lawyer.
Oh, so you're a classy wino now.
That sounds like a lawyer.
Sometimes like street food that I'm about to eat.
Nice.
Weird things like that.
It's weirdly reminiscent.
I love how certain consumables you get to post and you're just classy. But you could put like a syringe all filled up with brown tar.
Use this.
Yeah, or just a blacked out girl on your bed. People frown upon that as well.
Doesn't this look dope?
Exactly. Yeah. Could have tear into this in a second.
I put a filter on it. Right? People might look
that'll class it up.
Howard the Lawyer. That reminds me of Howard the Duck.
Yeah, no, that's
kind of. And I was
purposeful.
Like,
you're
I think,
welcome.
I like it.
So it is the 500th episode of Papa's Basement. And I'll be honest, I didn't think we would ever hit 500 episodes. Not that it was some big goal, or it's just... I believe something would have happened by now.
Were you thinking that recently, John?
Well,
because I feel like you should have let me know.
That
I mean, you could have, if you're thinking of this earlier, like say 350, whatever. I've been on the last 40.
I'm pretty sure
who's
counting,
recently.
But you're like the last 42.
I'm pretty sure in episode 499, you were at least indirectly communicating to Ron that you've always had this dream that there's still people in radio who are gonna come down from the clouds and throw millions of dollars at you. To do a radio show.
They really might.
It's scary how much you know me, Howard, because that is really what I go to bed consoling myself with every night. Just, to me, I love podcasting. I know it's huge. Some part of me feels like I just hit my 500th home run for the Frederick Keys.
Nah.
You know, like, And I'm getting interviewed after
hearing ever getting out of here?
Dinger. Yeah, and good on
me. Do you want me, O's?
Not many people hit 500 home runs for a minor league team.
Right?
But at some point, I wanted to smash a few for the Yankees.
Exactly.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so, or be Chris Davis.
There was a big, it's been a lot of debate regarding what we're going to do to celebrate the 500th episode. Will we have extra guests? Will we have callers? Will we plan a special segment? And here's what I came up with. A party favor sound effect.
Nice.
Every so often, we're just going to bust this bad boy out. So you know it's a party up in here, because we're celebrating the Cinco.
This is how we do
it. The Cinco ZZ. There we go. I feel stronger hearing that. The timing couldn't have gotten better. 500 episodes. And
yeah,
instead of...
Totally.
You know, we had a lot of hype behind episode 499. Again, thanks to Ron
Did
and Gail
we?
Bennington. I'd like to think maybe we just got so much better between episodes 498 and 499. And that's why people have gone nuts for 499. But who are we kidding? We had the cast of Bennington on.
We killed.
Yeah, we did.
They made it easy.
Like I said,
they cast their little fairy dust over us, and we were like, boom.
Being
all of
on
a sudden,
the radio,
we can do this. We can kick ass.
With Ron Bennington, it's like adding LeBron James to a team.
Yeah.
They're going to get a couple more wins that next season. Mark
all of a
my
sudden,
words,
we're winning.
Maybe five, upwards of six.
Yeah.
So, again, thanks to those guys.
Pass to Ron.
And we were riding high, thinking this is the beginning of big things, but no, because...
Pete, chill.
Do you want to take it from here?
Don't step on my
This
foot.
Was the news I got
oh, yeah,
later
right.
in the day, really right after posting the episode with Ron and Gail of Bennington.
Now, is that gonna make it through the cut?
Is what gonna make it through the cut?
Okay, so here's the deal, guys.
Is what?
I'm confused as hell. The episode, you said, did you drop our latest episode with Ron and Gail over at the station?
No. That
the
will not
station,
make the cut. The station is
we'll
missing out
the
on
cut.
The only episode we've ever done that I'm truly proud of.
And it's, yeah, it was so thankful, guys, because really, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh.
We have been for 3 months now, maybe 4 months.
Sorry, we're being a little cryptic here.
I'm not trying to be cryptic. That's kind of crap radio. We've been for about 3 or 4 months on a local station, WERA. It's a community station, but unlike... WRLD, where we broadcast now, it's not just an internet signal. It actually has a low-powered FM signal. We're heard in D.C. We're heard in Arlington. We're not heard by anyone, not to throw ERA under the bus here. We have gotten exactly zero Twitter follows, zero Facebook likes.
Nothing that says, hey, I was listening to this on WERA.
I could have murdered someone over the course of 52 minutes, done a Kitty Genovese, and
nobody would have noticed.
Don't think, yeah, it would have even been admitted into evidence.
You did... You know who did notice? Apparently, every single member on the PARC board.
Well, you're being cryptic, so please decryptify.
So, here's the thing. John got an email because he is the host, so he did. He is the person to receive this letter, and then he forwarded it to me, and I was just heartbroken. John was just laughing.
Well, I read it once and was livid, but there was nothing to do other than forward it to you. And then I didn't kind of sort of look at porn to cheer myself up. I did. And then you were angry too, rightfully so, and looked
Absolutely.
At it four or
I
five
Absolutely. I called
times.
You immediately.
I wanted to delete it. I'm one of those guys, if something bad happens to me, I delete it. I just pretend it didn't happen.
So we'll get right into it, okay?
Sure. Let's
this
hear
isn't
this
the
email.
Full email, but I think this is proper to start here. We regret to inform you that as a result of our findings, the PARC unanimously voted to suspend Papa's Basement, effective immediately. While we found the program to be technically excellent and often entertaining, we
I like
also...
technically excellent.
Technically excellent. I
You're
mean,
great behind a mic.
Everybody else sounds like jackholes on the radio, but you guys are not technically
it's
fine.
It's really just a bunch of guys that smell of various chickpea dishes playing sitar music, but and you are a bright star.
Well, you don't like French classical at 5 p.m. drive time, John?
We'll get to that specific in a minute. You got okay. a little specific with that. We'll elaborate.
Well, okay.
I feel like we heard your bang sounds right there. I felt like
that was a little bit.
I felt like we were both.
That
your
was
chick,
kind of my
and you
O
were
face.
On top of us, like.
Yeah, they're hard to distinguish. So, here we go. Where did I leave off? Effective immediately. While we found the program to be technically excellent and often entertaining, we also found and often entertaining. Thanks. We also found that the program has problems in two specific areas.
Oh, let's hear those.
One, the program consistently fails to make any connection to the Arlington community and never even identifies itself as being a WERA program.
Here's the irony, WERA. We're sure as hell talking about you now. We're identifying you real good.
Also, you guys have an automated system that on the hour says you were listening to WERA.
Yeah, why do I
How
have
is that
to...
our problem?
Am I
And we're not in their lives.
Get the papers. I got to stutter it out.
Yeah.
You did the work for me.
Guess what? People don't want to hear that.
Oh,
they don't want to hear it twice.
No, that's actually incorrect because every episode of Seinfeld started with Jerry saying, hey, you're watching Seinfeld on NBC, 9 p.m. Thursdays.
Seinfeld.
Now to my stand-up routine.
The Simpsons.
Bow, 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 bow.
You're watching. So that was great. The PARC has established localism as a key value for programming on WERA, and we find that Papa's Basement fails to meet that value.
To paraphrase John Lennon, I don't believe in localism. I just believe in me.
Are
Continue.
You dissing my value?
That's we're not right. into localism.
No, we're not
Actually,
into localism.
We had to be very into
like
localism.
French classical is.
Because these people, despite owning a radio station, would not accept us uploading a file from afar.
Oh, we had to hand them digital media.
I had to drive in, and I pulled the old hippie shtick where I was like, look, I'm
you
really
did.
Into a green planet. I think it's kind of disgusting. I have to drive 40 miles round trip
that was funny.
And put these carbon emissions in the air. Oh, I was pulling it out. I was like, these lefties are going to eat this crap up. And I'm like, it's really gross. I have to do this.
We got them for a little bit.
Can I just upload it? And their answer was, how about you give us a bunch of episodes at once? But no,
Thanks,
we haven't
guys.
Mastered the art of Dropbox.
Of Dropbox.
So I pulled a Rickon Brand or whatever the hell the kid from Game of Thrones is. And by the end, I was tying the USB stick to Three-Eyed Crows and hoping they got to the station on time. Also, we had to upload the show 72 hours in advance because
yeah.
it's that goddamn hard
also, when,
to drag and drop a file.
Also, when you got there, you had to upload the file yourself. You had to put it through the machine.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just hand it to someone. You put it in the computer while you were there. So it's totally ridiculous.
You know what
ridiculous.
Wasn't technically excellent? That goddamn station. That was technically abysmal.
Effing right, bro. Number two.
Yes.
The program's content is often troubling.
Troubling?
Hmm.
Because we tell it like it is?
We do.
We keeps it real? That was me appealing to our urban demo. Continue.
Nailed it. We found the program's frequent attempts to find humor in such subjects as sex, gender, homosexuality, race, religion, and ethnicity to be of concern. Our view is that these subjects can sometimes be used for comedy purposes, but WERA is a broadcast station and must conform not only to FCC guidelines, but also to community standards of good taste.
So apparently in Alexandria, race, religion, and sexual orientation, and what else were we having fun with? Ethnicity.
Okay, what do we got?
None of that is comedic in Alexandria.
Sex,
people,
gender,
if you're buying a home there, be forewarned. Polish subway, you know, a Polish submarine screen door joke frowned upon. Just putting it right out there.
Yeah.
Learn to say your zims and zers.
So much for localism too. Like, how do you?
Exactly.
How are you localism if you don't address any of those?
Well,
subjects?
It sounds very local.
Let's
they,
break down barriers,
I,
guys.
I hate that kind of humor in Alexandria.
Sorry, I've been,
apparently.
I've been quiet over here.
Bunch of misers.
I've been trying to figure out like
how to hack their
that,
system.
No, that phrase "good taste" is like extremely bothersome. Like what? What does that even mean?
It's a little rude.
Nah, it's basically just, really, when it comes down to it, it's, I hate to go law school on this. But
Please
it's,
do.
It feels like viewpoint discrimination to me. Like, it seems like what they're saying really isn't something that a government-funded radio station should be able to tell someone.
You
That's
hear
just
that?
My opinion. So.
You hear that?
Not, yeah, that they're not supposed to have an opinion on how our content is viewed by other people?
I mean, If you guys were actually profane, where you just like got on air, and
which we
are
haven't,
you guys speaking? Which are you gonna put this on radio?
Moi?
Of course.
Never.
Okay. Well, if I just started like saying the F word over and over again, yeah, you can definitely like stop people from doing that. That has no point.
Yes.
It kind of does, in my opinion. But you know, like I understand why.
It buys time. It's great. Have you ever heard any rap freestyle ever?
It's
yo and
makes
F
for a good chorus.
I mean, it's just like. Fairfax is this radio station's been around forever. They know what they do. Like, we've actually gone to them on occasion to be like, hey, could you listen to this? Make sure it's cool with the FCC. They have no idea what they're doing in Arlington. They really don't.
No.
Yeah. They have no
Fairfax
idea what the FCC what really wants for the airwaves.
That's not to slight the staff. Fairfax. Like, the actual staff Fairfax. We dealt with was good. Like, Jesse was an improv guy. Kind of had wild hair.
I thought
hair.
He had our back. I guess he's not on the board. Oh, could you look at the board? If you could find that, that'd be
I'd
great.
Say he
the
looks
PARC,
like
that would be
Piper Piper's brother in Orange is the New Black. It's not the most flattering comparison. He looks like a sexier version of that guy. That's how you gussy that up. He had that air to him. He was an improv. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
There's a
kind of sucks. I think he was the only one on our team.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling Lori, our program director there, maybe didn't care for us so much.
I couldn't read it.
I don't know. But we're off that. We're very off that. I'm going to miss having to drive about 90 minutes round trip in this area's traffic to dump off a file that gets no listeners.
So
breaking my damn heart.
I can't believe you guys ever went to them, honestly, because I went to take a couple classes there.
Why don't
there,
you
I
just
noticed...
try and get a couple things?
I'm just saying, like, I looked at their distribution map, and I laughed. It doesn't go anywhere. Like, it doesn't even cover all of Arlington.
No, we could have literally gotten one of those magic microphones that... broadcasts over radios.
I'll be
within
picking you up later.
Around 40 feet and just driven through Arlington and D.C. and hit more people. I'm going to level with you. But we thought
I'm stuck in the well.
Maybe, just maybe.
I'm stuck in the basement.
Two people could have heard us, three people, and cared. But they jammed us at 10 p.m. on a Friday.
Yeah.
In radio, we
the,
call that a real cherry
yeah,
slot.
Yeah, that's the other part that's just like, what's the point of even getting rid of us? They must have really not liked us because it's like, 10 p.m. on a Friday night. Nobody is checking that out.
I mean, what sort of like Himalayan goat blowing music is going to take
at
the
5
place?
At 5 p.m. They're already done. They're already listening to that at 5 p.m.
Well,
so why
care.
Would anybody check in at 10?
They gave one guy like they had to pry us out of the Friday 10 p.m. slot. But there's one dude who I believe does a Spanish language broadcast. Don't quote me on that because I'm really unsure. But one guy got, I SU
no,
not,
something.
Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how low power your station is. That's goddamn
nobody should
drive
have that power.
Time in D.C. given to someone off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, who did
nobody
he
should
F?
Have that power. I don't know.
He does he say W-E-R-A like
every
8 seconds?
Is he swinging? He must
seconds?
Be swinging.
Like he has a nervous tick? I mean, how community does he get?
Maybe it's deep pockets. I don't know.
The one time we turned on this piece of S station... They were playing, he made reference to it, like 1964 French jazz, which sounds cool for a minute, but...
But it was 5:30.
You riddle me how that relates in any way to Arlington when some son of a bitch like Pepe Le Pew comes on, oh, this reminds me of my youth in the countryside, blah, 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 and then to another
yeah,
French
totally,
song.
Man. Totally.
Like, what does that have to do with Arlington?
I'll think about
unless
this over brunch.
Arlington, France, which I didn't know was a thing.
There's, apparently it is. That's our sister station.
Draw me that parallel. What, he said welcome to ERA at the front?
Welcome.
I mean, I'll put it this way. For people who have no clue about the D.C. area, I can tell you that this radio station, it's not entirely their fault. It really is about the crummy community where they're located. Because Clarendon... within Arlington County, is the type of place where if you go a block south of the radio station, you've got an amazing set of restaurants, bars. It's kind of a fun place for, like, young white people to go, like, grind on each other before they go home.
Don't leave out that part. That place is segregated like barking shepherds and fire hose segregated.
But it's not just race on the side of, like, young people going out to have fun. You go a block the other direction from the radio station, you got a bunch of old white people with 900 to... like $900,000 homes who are like, you can't park here if you're going to party on the fun side of town. Like, nobody can park here after 6 p.m. That's the rule. You have to have a permit. And I understand some need for regulation on parking, but they're totally doing it to screw over kids trying to have some fun.
Really, the town from Footloose and we were a couple of Kevin Bacon strutting in the door. That's, that's what it was.
No, they weren't ready for us. But you know what? That's fine, because now we're the bad boys of radio.
Exactly.
This is only the beginning. There's so many places we are going to get kicked out of. At least that's my opinion.
I already have the t-shirt
and I'm fine with
whipped
that.
Up. It says bad boys of radio kicked off WERA. So we can walk through the city and people go, where?
Oh, what'd you do?
What's WERA?
What'd you do to get in here?
Have I heard it? And we'll say, no, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Opening Anthony will think you guys have street cred now.
Already shut it down.
Oh, hell yeah. Now all we need to do is have sex in a church next door to WERA.
Ooh, I heard it was anal.
Step two in our O&A. Our O&A homage.
We need something like that, yeah.
With each other.
Yeah, personally, we
got to
try.
Level up.
You know, it sucks. Like, we really do. We should have actually tried even, like, a little harder.
Oh, to be bad boys?
Yeah.
What could we have done?
I don't know. We could have driven a brown Mustang to come in here.
That's not the segment we were getting to.
What was the segment? Oh, God.
One damn episode I try to prep something.
Oh, my Jesus.
We were going to get to the dude beating
his
wife.
No. I know. I know exactly what we were going to talk to. No. I wanted to tease a little something, right? I wanted to just tease it. But you know what? Like, we didn't do anything that was that bad. They knew our content when we were coming in there. And we didn't even change it up. We've always been FCC compliant, and we haven't dropped any F-bombs or any S-bombs that I didn't curate.
We did a lot of bleeping.
But you know what?
Like, we really tried to play ball.
Yeah, we tried, but apparently some local radio stations...
I'm sorry we're the first people to ever mine sex and race for comedy. I think somehow we might be onto something.
I know, right?
Maybe some stand-up out there, some young Lenny Bruce, will think of something funny in sex and say it on a stage someday.
You know, we didn't physically assault anybody,
well,
especially our wives.
Wait till Friday.
Which we don't have any. But even if we did, would never. And we haven't done that here.
You're really bringing up wife assault.
Did you hear?
Please tell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you hear?
No,
Howard.
I have no
Howard
idea.
Howard doesn't know.
You don't like.
To
do
act.
You listen to like local radio? Well, why would you even listen to this garbage?
But not.
Who would listen to this garbage?
Not every day.
Okay, well. It's garbage. I don't blame anybody for like not hearing it.
We have some very good news regarding a host that we've pilloried at least once on the show.
Okay.
Oh, we did an entire episode on how we are just going to take over his spot with our clean-natured show.
Well,
in fact, it was our first episode for Arlington.
Yeah, we don't beat our wives, so that's a step in the right direction to taking
this
man's time.
It's a full circle.
Was it G. Gordon Liddy?
If G. Gordon beat his wife, she had it coming.
Oh my God.
I think that you guys should take...
If G. Gordon's wiping blood off of that shiny bullet head of his, you know what? She shouldn't have burned it. That's all I'm saying. I could see G. Gordon putting on black leather gloves and wrapping a bike chain around his hand and giving the what to the missus.
What is this, Drive?
Oh, no.
Or something like what?
And
what
then he kills
deal?
Malcolm the Middle's dad. No, G. Gordon Liddy was the conservative host who was between Stern and Don and Mike on JFK when I was a kid. Somehow he made it work.
He got famous for his involvement in Watergate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Why he was a popular local celebrity.
No, I knew the name.
And he apparently, according to Don and Mike, used to piss in Tupperware during the show. I mean, I'm going to give him the old man prostate.
Why not a Gatorade bottle? That's seriously what everybody else does.
He would piss in Tupperware.
He's got a big enough opening.
And I'm not saying he was a Nazi sympathizer, but he had a recording of Messerschmitt engine sounds that he would play in his car.
Oh, interesting.
Drove.
That's weird.
Not a Mustang. Not a P-54. Was it a 54? Yeah. Not a Spitfire or a Hurricane. Nope, Messerschmitt. You do the math.
Okay.
Continue.
Does it have a big trunk? Anyways. No, what I was going to say is people should check the some older episodes. Actually, when we first got onto Arlington for the Kane Show episode. And that is the gentleman I am talking about right now. Apparently.
Oh, really?
Assaulted
Kane
his
show.
Wife.
A very...
Going through like a year-long divorce right now. And, you know... Put the guy, put
Stop
his business
trying to get
out
us
there.
To sympathize with him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying because, you know, I like not to be like a really bad guy, but I mean, his show sucks taint.
Could we have put that on ERA?
Right.
Are they big on taint sucking?
I don't know.
See, I didn't forget it.
That was perfect. I wish you would have played that after the trunk joke for something. Oh,
so
my God.
Kane hosts a very female skewing show. Like, your chick is big time Kane fan, right?
Oh, yeah, she does. It is, I don't know, it's so big with the females. And which is funny because they even go over, like, don't they go over, like, a bunch of cheating? Well, why is this big with chicks?
Their lamest
all they do is talk about cheating.
Because every woman is only obsessed with one thing, and that is her man
is probably
leaving
cheating.
Her for something better or cheating. Yeah, that's it. You're like, why are they showing food to fat people? Because it plays. All right, they like it.
Sorry, benefit of the doubt.
They act like they don't. They love doubt. It. Yeah, it's all they want. So Kane has a very female skewing show. He's the morning host on the local, you know, like, hot dance-a-do station, whatever the technical term for it is. And his show is Pablum. That's the nice big word for it. It skews to the lowest common denominator.
Oh, okay.
Very, very easy to understand.
Not to me.
At any given time, about 7 people laughing at anything he says in studio, so you know it's funny.
Of course.
And
Never the same 7 people, by the way, if they've been there any longer than 3 months.
No, he beats them out the door like
he
his
does.
Wife.
Is he
allegedly
the flagship show for iHeartRadio?
He's up there. Apparently,
yeah,
he's syndicated
very
out of
up
more
there
than just, like, he doesn't just do DC anymore. I believe he's
he's national.
He was a syndicated host. Yeah,
totally national.
That talent couldn't be contained by one city. Oh, no.
No, sir.
Son of a bitch.
Can't
so this
hold
guy
that guy back.
Stinks on ice. He's
nah,
got that.
He's,
Mr. Peter Dabler.
I like to think of him as the double cheeseburger of talk, like, of radio, basically.
He looks like
I mean, it's just you just you're shoving out garbage.
Oh.
And, like, people are just eating it nationwide.
They're crapping them out 8 hours later.
He's the McDonald's of radio.
Just, like, the worst thing on the McDonald's menu, though.
He
it's like
absolutely has that fat morning DJ, like, that has to skew towards chicks
pink
look.
Pink sludge.
Where he's got, like, the coiffed, like, you know, kind of shiny, you know, his hair is crispy to the touch. Like, he looks like James.
God.
Is it James Corden?
Yeah.
And he has the
that's exactly what I was
the
thinking.
Untucked
not a fan
button
of Corden
shirt with the
he's
sleeves.
He's probably a very nice guy. Not fan.
He looks like James Corden, except he has his wife's blood on his fans. So,
given a bad name to Pete's, Mr. Kane.
Oh yeah, what is Kane's real
Pete's,
name?
Peter Dibler, Peter Diebler.
Diebler. Oh.
Something like
oh,
that.
That's
something.
That's a
Kraut
last name.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
See, this is us finding humor in ethnic things.
Wonder if he's fans with Libby.
Yeah, G. Gordon Libby. Yes.
Liddy.
She's. Yeah, I think they put on their Stuka sounds together and round up people with big noses just to be safe. They can't tell, but just to be safe. I'm Honduran. Get in there. Get in the back of our Mercedes-Benz.
So, yeah, so I guess with us losing our station, there is kind of a bright side. He could be, you know, falling to the wayside as well.
Oh, you think we're going to land that coveted hot 99.5 gig?
Oh, with our charisma? Yeah, absolutely.
I think so.
And our cheating shows?
Yeah. Where it's not just like a fake War of the Roses call-in. It's just me
oh,
saying.
Oh, it's not. It's
this
just
is
somebody
the time
calling
I cheated
in
on girlfriend X.
Yeah, it's just somebody calling in. John, I'm pregnant. And I'd like you to meet your 7-year-old son. Happy 500th episode.
The only time I ever want to hear that I
we
have
did
a
open
son
the phone lines
is one, he was miscarried. Two, he's 18. That's all. Any other circumstance, that's not going to go well. It's not going to be you have a son and it's Kyrie Irving and he wants to give you some money. You know, it's not Lisa Left Eye Lopez who's crying. You know, what was it? It wasn't Left Eye Lopez and it wasn't, I think,
yeah,
T-Boz. It was the real screwable one in the middle. The porridge that Goldilocks banged.
Was it Chili?
Chili, sure. Yeah. Goldilocks would have plowed Chili. So Chili, it was one of those deals where Chili hadn't heard from her dad till she got real famous. And then, oh, baby girl, I'm here for you now. And Chili's just crying her eyes out because there's, like, no way to avoid it when your dad who neglected you comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
To do, like, you have to have balls of steel. Like, it's like trying not to be moved when you see the stabbed kittens and Sarah McLachlan's playing in the background.
Actually, Shaq did it.
I was literally going to say you have to
I
have balls like Shaq or D.L. Hughley. Who I think both of them were just like, I think D.L. Hughley's line is like, you ain't my dad, you're just the dick I rode in on.
Wow, yeah.
And
I mean, Shaq almost gave him money.
Wow.
And then, like, when he chose to, he ended up finding out, like, from his half-brothers.
Like, what a D on wheels the dad was?
Yeah, he was just like, trust me, like, there's like 30 of us. You're the only one he went to for, like, anything because you're really rich.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's like, you did the right thing. Like, the dude just, like, showed up to meet Shaq one day to be like, hey, man, you're my brother. The guy's like, yeah, what's up, brother? He's like, no. No, I just came to tell you, like, you did the right thing. That guy sucks.
Oh, the broken black family unit.
Too much laughter.
I can't point out what we're really laughing at here.
Too much. What's a 500 episode without laughter? Thank you. That needs to be piped in all the time.
There you go. Hey, Shaq, good thing you didn't give money to our dick dad. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So
there you go, Kane. We obviously skew towards the 15-year-old teeny poppers.
Oh, by the way, his wife, super hot.
Dude, radio guys, like, do
I
all
know.
Right.
I was like, holy crap.
Because there's a certain...
James Corden's bagging that.
Yeah. Having just sweaty fat sacks on top.
Yeah, if you imagine how those kids were made.
Can you, like, do your producerly duties and get me a picture of that? And
oh,
give
absolutely.
A bathroom
of
break?
Of Natasha?
Natasha, sure.
Yeah, already sounds hot, right?
Yeah, so DJ's making money. Like, first of all, any guy in this area who's pulling six figures is going to make, like, get a decent-looking girl. Like, you have to be deep on the I am a programmer, I've never touched a breast spectrum to not clean up there. You have to pull a real Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So you got it. Like, on top of the salary, this guy has a decent amount of fame in the area, and he's home-based. This isn't like marrying an actor or a comedian. They're not going to get too big, really. They're not going to leave you. This is a guy who has, like, a 9-to-5, in essence, that brings him fame, and then he's coming back to your ass every day. Like, an intern might blow him, but he's human.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, well, that's why I can't keep him around, because he keeps trying to show him his ding-dong. But I was like, can I see dick?
Don't get too wrong. I know.
Can I see it? Well, it is the 500th. I guess I can. No, so I'm trying to pull it up, because she runs a blog called...
He Beats Me?
Little Pink Monsters.
Little Pink Monsters?
Little Pink Monsters. So let me try and pull that up here.
It sounds like a pet name for herpes bumps.
I know, right?
Okay.
That's a blog called Little Black Eye. hold on. I'm trying to pull it up here in a second. I couldn't get any good pictures of her. I just got a bunch of other hot chicks, and then I got kind of distracted.
WordPress.ISwearIFell.com?
Yeah. No, I was reading some of the things, and it was like he grabbed her, and then he threw her. Mm-hmm. But they also said that she claimed to have a black eye, but that was, like, not in the police report that, like, she...
The black guy. Maybe that's why he beat her.
Jeez. And I was like, how do you get a black eye from being thrown? I was like, something is missing here, so...
Well, if you throw her by force of punching her eye...
Right? I don't know how it all went down.
I can't say I've ever done that.
You know, and hopefully
that
didn't occur.
The worst I've ever done is a bit of a, like, what have you done kind of shake.
Okay, here we go. Here's
like you do after they launch the last bomb in Strangelove type thing. Like, that's really it. Like, I shook the woman to the point, like, if she were a baby, yeah, her little unsupported neck might have snapped. But she was an adult, so she lived.
Okay. So here we go. Really? I think so. I mean, she's got some other pictures out there, but I mean, come on. That's good, right? Maybe that's just up my alley.
Yeah, I think
almost looks a little
bad look. I mean, you're making me sound like I'm friggin', you know, Simon
Casanova over
the
here.
Simon Cowell of box over here.
I mean,
here.
I wasn't going to tell Pete how to do his job, but when he pulled up Google Images, I saw a couple of her made up where I'm like, all right, that's a pretty good glamour shot.
I don't
shot.
Know if that was her. I was trying, the first one I pulled up was like Gutierrez, and then I was like, and that's when I was like, well, now I'm distracted.
Is there like one where it's just, you know,
it's
him
like, thanks
like
a lot, Spanish chicks.
Throwing eggs and ham at her ass, and that's how they met on air or something like that? Like,
that would have been awesome.
I mean, he's a DJ, it happens.
I got my sister undressed, and then, you know, he started liking her. Like, well, like a Howard Stern episode or something like that. Like a brother and sister episode, and then he was like, that's how he met her.
I definitely remember a story.
Not that he would ever do that, because he's just going to do some hacky bits like, oh, hey, we're just going to do some scripted scripts. And then script.
Are we taking on Howard here? Because I'm willing to, no, we're not. On Kane.
Oh, I'm, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not.
I'm
not doing
a big poodle.
No, that wasn't nothing. What I was saying was, you were saying, like, did they throw anything? Did they do any kind of humiliating thing to this fan? And that's how you met him.
No. So he legit met her. It wasn't like some sort of listener. I guess good on him. Bad on him for beating her later. There's me getting moral.
I also think so he was in radio.
We don't have any pictures. Just this one possible picture.
I showed
picture.
You some pictures.
You showed me one. That's not plural. Come on, one more.
I'll have her send me something. Hold on. All right. Let me pull up something. TikTok.
Why are you so interested in this? Is this like part of your dream to move to New York?
Oh, because F the dude.
Yeah, I want to move in after she gets half his money.
Yeah, I was gonna say F the dude, F his wife. Then there you go.
One figuratively and one literally.
That's not her.
No, that's not. That's the one I pulled up, and
just,
I was like,
okay, then just show me the hot girl so we can move on, because I came into this expecting to see a hot girl.
All right, guys. Okay, everybody look up Natasha Gutierrez.
Okay, if that's
way
Kane,
more important than Deepa.
You're a pig for beating her. You like how I determined that once I saw she was beautiful?
Right.
You're a horrible man for putting a hand on her.
You're terrible.
And she is hot. Now, apparently that's not really her. I don't care.
I don't know. Maybe that's her maiden name.
The whole world can move on.
Yeah.
Oh, if her name's Gutierrez, she came out swinging at him. That was self-defense. I'll put it out there right now.
Right.
You've dated like nothing but Latin girls. Hey, they are officially nuts, right?
I calls them like a season.
I mean, Lorena Bobbitt's maiden name wasn't Bobbitt. She was like Lorena Vasquez, and she's the first one to take it there. Now there's all sorts of peony dismemberment.
It's all
great moments in Latino history. So it's not just Kane's wife that's had a very, very rough week, or Kane himself. Again, what's his real name?
Peter Deibler.
Pete Himmler.
Pete Heimler?
Pete Reinhard Heydrich.
Yeah.
I like how I'm trying to impress everyone by rattling off the names of 10 lead Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
I go deep with this.
Did you see
knowledge.
Him rattle off all the Nazis?
Do you want to know who commanded the Eastern Front?
So, at least you haven't played
one
on TV.
Impressive. Well, you're a history major, right?
Yeah, but I chose to specialize.
I played
in that
one on
era.
TV.
I know.
Oh, you recently... son of a bitch. Damn it, I just thought about that. Oh, my God.
I was a TV Nazi.
Wait a minute. I was a TV Nazi. True life, I was a TV Nazi.
This is what happens when you become Facebook friends with me. It's just I'll be like, what's that?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, no way.
I got to play Hitler's right-hand man. What the hell was his name? John? John?
John should know.
Goebbels?
I'm looking at you. Goebbels.
Was it Goebbels? There was, like I said, Reinhard Heydrich. Heinrich Himmler.
I Googled. It might have been Himmler.
Who is the fat transvestite one, the head of the Luftwaffe? Luftwaffe.
He was Deputy Führer.
He was his right-hand man who died in prison. They lied about it, but then it turned out to be like the SS.
What, the guy that like flew into London? The crazy one? And they kept him in the Tower of London for 50 years or something?
Prison.
I'm just glad that my 500th episode didn't skip on the Nazi trivia.
Oh, Rudolf Hess.
Rudolf Hess, yeah.
That was it.
There you go.
John, how could you forget Rudolf?
Streak 500 episodes strong. Your Nazi trivia for the day. Rudolf Hess is a winner.
Bing, 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 bing.
Winner of the day. How did you get that gig, man?
Look at me. John already said.
They needed a DNA sample.
John already said. Although the guy that got to play Hitler was insane. Like, he looked just like show me pictures of Hitler. I can't really tell you what he looks like.
Baby Blues to Die For?
It was bad. They were.
Was
that
guy doing, like, local theater in high school? And they were just like, dude, you have to go to Hollywood. You were going to get cast in all the Hitler movies.
He's a professional Hitler impersonator.
History Channel's now all pawn stuff.
Yeah.
You're just a guy that looks like Hitler in Hollywood now.
That's just
wrong town to do that in.
That's just his life now. He's like a professional Hitler.
A professional Hitler. That's just his resume. Mm-hmm. Professional Hitler.
And there's another guy that looks exactly like Winston Churchill. And he is a professional Winston Churchill guy who just goes around. Anytime they do reenactments, they're like, that's the guy we use.
So you just worked with a Hitler and a fat drunk.
That's it. That's all it was.
Very cool.
I guess for FDR, they can just find anybody in a wheelchair.
That sounds like most Friday nights, though. Yeah, anybody in a wheelchair, like, big deal. Yeah.
Sorry, that's funny.
Anybody in a bathtub, Taft. I mean, there are a lot that are pretty easy. But I think those ones, I mean, you got to look the part.
The Hitler's the easiest. I'm sorry. You just put the mustache on.
Right.
I'd believe a Japanese guy with a mustache. Oh, geez.
You know what Hitler never did?
Oh, Hitler's son.
He never molested anybody. I don't think so, right? He didn't do any child molestation.
Hitler absolutely never molested a child. And you know who else never molested a child?
Us.
Howard Flood in front of me. But you know
never?
Who did molest a child? A
this
man
episode.
That looks exactly like Howard. I mean,
6 inches shorter, by the way.
At least.
Doesn't matter.
He looks like a munchkin.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, hey, I'm gonna put the
it's
link.
It's not a doppelganger. It's the mini me.
I'm gonna put the link on the YouTube.
It's Vern Troyer, the Vern Troyer of Howard's world, touching all them baby bungs.
Yeah, could you imagine if Dr. Evil found out his mini-me was a kid toucher?
He's like... Dr. Evil. He'd eat it up. Or would he be like, this is too evil. This is where I draw the
evil
exactly.
line. Yeah, exactly. That's that line. That's that line where now I know how the Ravens have a radio broadcaster named Jerry Sandusky, and it's so unfortunate he works in
mail.
His industry. Because, yeah, everybody's just like, I hate you. Like, you're a horrible person. You should die. And it's like, wrong Jerry. I spell mine with a G.
Oh, after a while, you just have to say with a smile on your face, oh, I don't F kids. I'm just a broadcaster. What's up? Good to meet you. Now that
so
the ice is broken, hi there.
No, you seriously asked me before the show, like, hey, we should go to the Target. Like, where? Because we're next to the Target where this happened. So
yesterday, I'm checking my news feed on Facebook. There is a post by WTOP, the local news station.
Great
that
station.
That says, local kid toucher. Caught on camera at the Target that we've mentioned on air multiple times. There's a Target maybe, what, 500 yards from where we're broadcasting right now. We shop there all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this the time they finally caught me? And I click on it. And I start laughing my ass off because the dude is a dead ringer.
He is not. The photo is a wide-angle lens shot of the guy walking in, which I'm pissed about. Because, like, you can't tell his height initially. Because I looked at him like, oh, my gosh, this guy looks like me. And then you see him coming up the escalator. I'm like, that dude is a midget. There is no way.
So it's Howard's, like,
I could dunk on that fool.
This is like a T-1000 so. Made out of, like, half the necessary metal version of Howard. And I see this, and at the same time, Howard's texting me. And I'm watching OJ Made in America, and I'm like, ugh, it's not pressing. I'll get to Howard in a bit.
Yeah.
So eventually, Howard calls right when I had finished this episode of Made in America, and I was going to text him the link. I had literally had this typed in. And he's like, dude, I can't go to the Target for a while. And I reply, why? Because you look at the you look like the child molester who was busted there? And thinking I'd get a laugh, and he'd be like, yeah, what's going on? What are you saying? And instead he goes, yes, that's exactly why I can't go to the Target. There's a kid toucher on the loose who looks exactly like me. And then we laughed and laughed. And then today, of course, I tried not to
looks exactly like you.
Well, I wanted to make for some great, real, like, new 500th episode content. So I tried to get Howard to go to the Target with me. And I figure, like, the two of us with
him. Oh, that would have been great. We could have done it from the jail.
If anyone looked at us cross-eyed, we'd be like, this man is not a kid toucher. And we'd scream it at the top of our lungs.
Yeah.
And we'd march you in front of children and be like, do you see even a hint of an erection? No, you don't, sir.
We're just looking at children's Nintendo toys because we love them.
Exactly.
Right, John?
No, man, because there's the racial element to it, man. Like, I just feel like there's a bunch of middle-aged white ladies who are on high alert walking around
Asian.
That store, man.
Well, you do have that vaguely, because I think this guy, given the height and the more I look at the face, I think he's like Latino.
He's Asian.
He's probably Latino.
I think he's Asian.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to vote Latino, although, yeah, now that I say it out loud, Asian isn't exactly a mark of being like 6'8". Like, Howard's just weirdly half Scottish
right?
and that
yeah.
tall, but yeah, there's only one Yao Ming.
Let's see. I don't know. Also kind of looks like my friend Tommy, so I'm saying Asian.
But this guy apparently, what, grabbed an 11-year-old's ass, like a little 11-year-old kid's ass, on the escalator or something, and then
where's the motivation there?
He's probably
no. I don't think they got on the escalator because they only have, like, pictures of him. They didn't release the whole... This is what sucks.
It must have been in the store.
It's prejudicial because they only released a couple snaps where if, like, they actually had some of the video footage so you could, like, get a sense of who this person is. Instead, it's just, like, fuzzy photos, a couple of which are a wide-angle lens, so you can't even tell how tall he is. So, like, this is why I can't go to, like, the freaking Target next door. If they'd actually released the video, or the police had, like, estimated his height in the article and just told people, we estimate him to be, like, 5'6", or, like, 5'5", to, like, 5'9".
Don't arrest people that look as tall as you.
Yeah, it's just, like...
That'd be nice.
I can't even walk around the radio station without being like, I wonder if people are looking at me right now, because they're just like, wait a minute. You know, it's just... I
have a little cousin I really hate.
I don't know if this is a high alert thing.
What do you mean?
Like I don't know if, like, a lot of... This is the first time I've ever heard about it. I didn't hear it on any local news here.
It's just... Well, here's what's upsetting. My sister... This is the one of the worst parts. My sister texted my wife and was like, hey, does this look like someone we know? And
what?
To me, my wife was like, no, I think she's joking, you know? Like, because they went back and forth and joked.
Did she text you?
That's the part where I'm like, I don't think it's a joke if she doesn't text me first. Like, where am I going? Am I, like, going to suddenly flee the country if my sister texts me about this? You should talk to me about it if
you
think it's funny.
That's like the Unabomber's brother turning him in. You know, like, that probably took a lot of courage on your sister's part. So let's not throw her under the bridge. She was trying to save some more kids.
She needs to talk to me and be like, hey, this is...
She can't walk you through your problems, man. She's just trying to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Exactly, yep.
All right.
I have some, like, terrible things I could say
about...
Just
playing it safe.
I can't even go there. I'm mad at my sister. I'm just like, yeah, if you want to talk about cross-racial identification and, like, you know, like, people who look like Jared, I can't go there. All right, sorry.
No, what about Jared, Mr. Fogle?
I mean, he's like a tall white guy.
Is he like a
tall,
hero
lanky
to you?
White guy. I'm saying my brother-in-law is a tall, lanky white guy. Like, maybe my, like, mixed race,
are you gonna sell,
like,
your brother?
View of other people might get him confused with Jared. You know, it's kind of the same, like, approach to things for me where, like, I don't know. When I was in law school, man, we had this speaker come in once for the Innocence Project.
Mm-hmm.
This woman who had been raped actually, like, picked out a guy in a lineup who ended up serving over a decade in prison before they caught the real guy. And you could see their mugshots. And, like, their eyebrow lines were identical, the two guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there was a serial rapist they caught who confessed to, like, this rape. And then they realized, like, oh, the other guy, when he said he was just, like, being weird, riding a bike by himself at 3 a.m., that's probably what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this other guy, like, who just... There were different skin tones is the thing. Like, there were, yeah, similarities facially, but... Yeah, it's just, it's really hard to pick somebody out of a different race.
Which one went to jail and which one had... How different were the skin tones?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
I was just curious to see
did
which one got picked.
Did one of them look like Prince and the other Charlie Murphy?
Which one got picked, yeah.
It wasn't that bad, but it was like, there was definitely...
Damn.
There was definitely, like, a different shade of black.
Another one making us look
bad. It was distinctive. No, I mean, like, how is she supposed to know? Nah. It's just like...
It was 3 a.m.
It's weird because they actually did a tour together nationally. They speak together sometimes
curious.
Now. Like the woman and the guy that ended up serving in prison for a while.
I hope she gave him a lot of consensual that sex sucks. After that.
Right.
It's just like, it's very difficult. You know, this is a hard thing that people have to go through when, like, anytime you have this problem. This is why, like, I kind of understand more now why it sucks to be black in America. Because, like, you are often just approached by the cops where it's like, we have an APB for a young black
oh,
male.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to talk to you because, like, a white person who is middle-aged and pays, like, a fair amount in taxes said, hey, I think that guy might be the Negro who was identified committing a crime. So
what is this, Arlington?
You should talk to him.
Yeah. These sound like the people that got us off the air.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just, it's...
He sounds like a radio Negro.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, it's because they couldn't see us.
I don't think the apology is that heartfelt when it's like, oh, sorry, youth minister. Didn't realize, like, you hadn't stuck up the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You just kind of reminded me of the guy. That's why the flip is like...
We almost put you away for 20 years, but don't be a bitch about it. We didn't. Walk it off.
Jeez.
No, it's just, it's...
So, are we going to the Target after this or what?
No,
just
like...
to prove a point.
Listen, like,
they won't
just...
put you away. I won't let them.
It's frustrating because, like, I have been arrested and profiled before, and, like, the day this article came out, I actually did apply for TSA pre-check. Because, like, I'm trying to avoid, like, flight lines right now. And, like, to this day, man, that was, like...
What, to get out of the country after they busted you here?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Oh, so you're just trying to fly away, huh?
No, but like in order to get TSA pre-check, one of the questions they ask, have you ever been arrested? And I could be like, yeah. Like the cops thought I was a Hispanic gangbanger when I was 18.
I had to answer it that sucked. Question too.
Yeah, you had a
never
weird...
convicted.
No,
I was just arrested.
Pete over here is getting some sort of, what is it, a security clearance? And they're like, do you use an alias? And he has to be like, yes.
Yeah. I'm Pete. That's always fun.
I'm Pete, maybe, in some places.
Yeah, in some places.
But I'm going to say, like...
I'm also Rudolf Hess.
I just
that
find
didn't
it,
go over as well. They were like, eh, I don't know.
I just find it ironic, man, that, like, on a day where I had to relive getting profiled by the police, like, 16 years later, that same day, my sister... who literally has the same, like, genetic makeup from the same two parents, did the same damn
urges.
Thing to me.
Well, she said that, I believe the quote was, you all look alike to her.
me and my sisters do run the spectrum, because, like, one of my sisters looks really Asian. The one who, like...
The Richmond
was,
one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one who was like, texting my wife, like, half-joking, like, not entirely joking, like, hey, does this look like somebody we know?
Yeah, all you honkies look alike to her.
She actually, like, occasionally people are like, are you black?
What? How dumb are... Okay. That's more where
that's
she lives than
question.
How stupid people are.
No, I mean, I can kind of see, like, she could...
What makes
she
her look
like,
black? The Asian black hair? The Asian eyes? The Asian skin tone?
You've never seen her tan. I'm telling you, like, when we get dark, Jennifer could possibly be part black. When I get dark... Like, I look like a migrant laborer. I understand, like, okay.
You look like one of those guys that was on an island for 20 years and doesn't know that we dropped the bomb and won the big one.
Still fighting?
Yeah, sitting there still loyal to Hirohito.
Jeez.
With his bayonet.
I mean, yeah, no, like, there are times where people are like, oh, you're definitely Asian. There are times people walk up to me and they start speaking to me in Spanish. They're usually from Guatemala for whatever reason, but... Hmm. Like, it just happens, man.
Oh, he was just showing me a text from Butters.
Oh,
Butters
okay.
said, never mind. I thought we were going to have her call in, but I guess she had to run.
Oh, damn.
Butters,
no,
it would've...
I was showing you my text. Is that the right phone number?
Oh.
Butters is going to call in. And when you guys were supposed to keep talking, I was going to show you a text.
Oh, you're going to...
Nobody would be any of the wiser, but I was just making sure that the text was right.
Hold on, Captain
Thanks
Mumbles.
A lot, guys.
Give me 1 second.
I think it's 703-680-2.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
So how about you?
So you guys don't talk. You guys don't call into that number whatsoever. Can you just? Well, I'll fine.
You want me to read it off live?
I'll send it. Well, if we, I was gonna say, I was like, yeah, maybe it is the wrong one.
I was going to say.
Which one talks to us?
Bottom one.
Okay.
I was going to say the not 11111.
Oh.
I was going to say, to help a brother out, I brought in the child that has leveled these charges, there we go, against the person that looks just like Howard. But they're here now to clear his good name. So, hi, child. Hi, nameless child.
You're the worst.
I wish I had something to say hi back to me, but I didn't cut that part of the intro. You've never seen Howard before in your life, have you? Oh, wait, you have? Here, get on mic and tell us what...
Yes,
what
come
Howard...
Get closer to the mic.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Who? What does Howard mean to you?
We'll give you cake
he's
later.
Silly. He's a tickle monster.
What? Oh. He's a tickle monster? No.
No, where... How did he...
Dude, you can't be stealing other people's
do
material.
Do you have any...
Come on, son.
Do you have any...
Come on, son.
Do you have anything else you'd like to tell us, kid?
Oh, we have a caller. Who, let's get the Butters on. Give me 1 second.
I didn't hear the phone ring.
Butters?
Let's just not
I think
answer
I just
it.
Hung up on her. Butters, call back. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Please call back. We botched it.
Remember when I was like, we should try that earlier.
Hmm. So.
Come on, man.
Did
like,
the man say anything else to you? Did he make you do anything?
Did he make you do anything? Let's find out.
He showed me funny movies with fully naked people in them.
Oh.
Okay.
That sounds like after work.
I didn't know that was Howard. That's a little damning. Straight from the mouth of Dave's.
I hate you both.
Butters, do we have you now?
I don't know. Do you?
We do, and you're loud as the bejesus. Hi, Butters.
Butters, yes or no? Do you think Howard did it?
We miss you so much. Yeah, what's your vote?
Oh, I miss you guys, too. It's been ages, as you're aware.
It has been, but we got to hang out with you in New York a couple weeks ago. For Everyone, this is co-hostess Butters. We miss her madly. She was awesome, but she had to spread her wings and work a big girl job in New York and live in a roach motel.
Aren't they all, though?
You witnessed really it yourself. Are. You had to kill about 4 or 5, I would say, in a single... Well, I wouldn't say sitting, because, you know, it's really standing room only where we are. But so in a single standing, you had to kill
7 in 5. One swoop.
And what's bizarre is after a couple gins, for some reason, I didn't kill them in any kind of, like, civilized way using a paper towel.
Oh, no.
I just kind of popped them like zits. Like, I just pressed my thumb against them on the wall.
You held them up to the light so you could see the innards and then...
Yeah, you got a little animalistic there.
It was pretty wild.
What can I say?
This dude was trying to drink gin.
I'm a
straight out of the bottle.
Beast. So what is your big New York night?
Right now or in general?
Well, I know right now you're on the phone with us. That's my big IQ at work. But
that's a hell of a night, if you ask me.
What do you have planned for the rest of the night? Where is your roommate?
She's here.
Hello.
She actually got a job this week.
What'd she book?
So, yes, very exciting
stuff. Can she talk about what she booked? Or no?
About what she what?
Booked. Or is this like a, this is like a real time?
It is social media.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's all I know about it.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah,
and how is your work going, Miss?
I have a big night planned on Saturday because it's my birthday.
Wait,
so I'm
what?
I'm planning to try to relive that New Year's Eve story that I told y'all.
When you got really messed up.
And the guy stole your hat and you didn't want to bang him.
And you broke into
correct.
A building.
I'm
going
to try to go a different route this time if I am presented the same opportunity.
Are you not going to steal his hat this time?
Well, first of all, I wasn't stealing his hat. He tried to steal my hat that I found on a bar that previously belonged to a complete stranger.
She didn't realize she was being flirted with.
Yeah, no, I'm an idiot. It's fine.
So the approach this time is
going
to be...
We're going to make her a shirt that says, "It's my birthday, bang me."
That sounds like
if
a really cool Papa's
that
Basement
and overnight
shirt.
Overnight it, but make sure that it's in a parcel small enough to fit in my pathetic, tiny New York mailbox. And that is not a euphemism. I mean that literally.
You don't even have, like, human-sized mail? Like, how would I send an actual package to you then?
I don't know. I don't know how the post system works.
I think it might, like, just collect at the front of your building and then get promptly stolen.
I don't think so. We get, you know, notices left that say that they claim that they tried their darndest to deliver something to us.
But
I don't know. I don't have proof of that.
Where are you going out on Saturday night?
All day.
All day event.
Beginning around 9 a.m.
What do you got planned?
Boot to boot.
What are the places you're going to hit? Some of our NY listeners, if they want to come over there.
In Central Park.
All right.
Don't get any gorillas killed.
Yeah, don't.
People really get worked up about that. Do not get anything killed.
I am going to stay on my side of the barrier.
Always watch your kids.
The barrier, get it? Because they have bears.
Oh, I miss those puns.
Yeah, I know you do.
What's next?
I still have my my little desk hardware trophy that you guys made me.
Oh, that thing was awesome.
Desk. Loud and proud. People ask me what it's for, and I explain. Long ago, many moons ago, I was on this hilarious comedy podcast in DC. You should really check it out.
Aww. Do they?
No.
I didn't think so.
You're not tweeting enough.
You tried.
Well,
what's next on the list? What do you do after the zoo?
After the zoo, well, before.
And
the
I
zoo
know that that's a code for something, but we won't get into it.
Say what?
I said I know that that's code for something, but we won't get into it. Where are you
I
going after the zoo?
I don't know what you're talking about. But,
it just makes me want to sing "After the Zoo" to the tune of Nelson's "After the Rain."
Animal style.
Oh. Are you insinuating our dear Butters is getting plowed?
No, she might. I mean, why not start it off like that?
That's a good point.
Butters, are you trying
may
to get
well
some? Are you
just
gonna
go
try to get
there
some birthday D?
If I can.
Okay.
Sure. Honestly, my drunk persona isn't even interested in sex. It's more like I just like to
drink
with strangers. I had to censor myself there. I remember we're on radio here. but not in a sexual way, in like a mischievous way.
Okay, so Butters is actually hornier when sober than drunk.
Yeah. for sure.
Okay.
Alcohol takes that straight away from me, and I just want to go break into some buildings and steal
stuff. So nice. D for Butters, but maybe an arson arrest.
I know. That would be fantastic.
Well, it's,
what'd you do? I just watched
it. So the legit
burn.
Birthday is Saturday, Butters?
It is.
All right. Well, and what are you, 24?
I'm turning 23.
Oh, my God. Damn, you're young.
How do you feel about that?
Holy, terrible,
I
honestly.
I feel like
about
we're...
my accomplishments and my age and everything.
Oh, boy.
I feel like we're like Howard. We
Take
were
us
grabbing
with you.
Kids' asses when we hung out with you. Well, Butters...
Go around grabbing kids in Target.
Thank you so much for calling in. It was great hearing you. Please come down and do a show like in studio with us again.
I absolutely will.
I know you only come down to party with the old white people of Arlington.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want anything to
do. But party responsibly.
Yeah, they don't want anything to do with us now.
No, it's done. It's over.
We're not even allowed to go in the city limits.
Well, Butters, happy birthday in advance. I'm going to make a note in the phone to wish you a happy birthday while you're still like mildly cognizant, like by noonish.
Thank you, and a happy 500th episode to both of you.
Oh, bye, Butters.
Bye.
Bye.
Aw, who doesn't miss Butters?
Who doesn't love a Butters?
But we have to get back to clearing Howard's good name before we get off the show. Where last we left...
We were stealing material from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Exactly, the episode Dennis looks like a convicted sex
offender. Is that where we found this kid?
Yeah.
He was that kid that used to be on Always Sunny.
So, child. You say child? I say child. Apparently, Howard showed you some inappropriate movies, but is there anything else that was raising a... might give us pause here?
He gives me juice boxes that make me sleepy.
Oh.
Well, that is a little concerning.
What happened after the juice boxes? I'm almost afraid to ask here.
Do we want to know?
Oh, he's crying. He's crying over here.
Let him get it out. He's got to work through this.
Come on, man. Be brave.
You can do it.
Be daddy's little soldier over here. Come on. Yeah, okay. All right. Right. He's got his hand in the air. He's indicating this is
a safe place.
All right. All right, kid. What did Howard do? This backfired horribly. I wanted to exonerate Howard here, but...
He makes me taste things I don't want to. He puts things in my hiney.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wow.
Well, I can safely say that's Howard's last appearance
on this
rough. Show. We don't support any sort of drugging and hiney antics.
You know, I'm starting to come around to why ERA decided not to put this show on anymore. I'm starting to see what they were getting at.
Oh. I mean, sure, they might have been right. But F them.
Oh, my God. Well... Don't worry, Howard. We love you. No matter what affliction you're, you suffer.
You're always welcome here.
What? Oh, my God. That means we're out of here. How did that happen? My good Lord. 500 episodes. Insanity. Everyone, thank you for listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. It has been incredibly fun.
I think I'm going to cry.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's going to be a bunch more episodes because I don't think there's any Radio Daddy Warbucks that's
going
to
pluck
us out of here. Thank you so much to Butters for calling in. Thank you to Uber producer and co-host Pete Maybe.
Thank you
to Howard Flood. We're going to find a way to get you on air even through that little phone in prison.
You're a jerk. I'm never coming back.
Show's website, inpapasbasement.com, at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram. We're on Facebook. You can find our videos on YouTube. Until the next one, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time. but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but